Are you ready to try your hand at placing your very first stock trade? Then check out our free guide, 10 Steps to Choosing Your First Stock to Trade, the Ultimate Beginner's Guide. In this free download, you'll learn how to choose the right kinds of stocks and how to find them, know when to buy your stocks and when to sell them, and you'll learn how to take your very first steps to becoming a stock trader and much more. Grab your free guide now by going to tradeway.com/guide. That's tradeway.com/guide. Hey guys, I'm David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. What if God himself gave you a blueprint for how to handle your money? Well, the Bible is a practical book. Let's dive in and see what it has to say about wealth, about risk, about leverage, and about investing, and uncover how trading in the stock market can be a powerful tool for moving towards your biggest goals. We're so happy you're here. This is The Word on Investing. Hey guys, good to have you back with us today on our podcast. Today I want to talk about a topic that's interesting to a lot of people because a whole lot of people try to go out and just place a trade on their way to work and they don't really have any education in how to trade properly. And so they just kind of think they have the intuition to do it. And I don't really recommend that. I think the thing that's going to happen there is you're going to learn to trade eventually by losing a whole bunch of money. And that's not the best way to do it probably. So today, one of the key points is buy points. In other words, how to actually know when to place a trade. So that's what we're going to talk about today, how to know when to actually place the trade. You may think you know the stock, but you may not know when to get in. So that's a great topic for us today. I think you guys will enjoy this. Each pattern has its own perfect buy and sell points. Buy points are actually the easiest, and that's the good news because that's what we're going to talk about today. In order to know when to actually place a trade, I think there are three steps. The first one is you need to memorize the best recognizable patterns that stocks make and the perfect buy point for each pattern. And secondly, you need to know when the market tone is right for your particular trade. Now, market tone has two components. You've heard me talk about this before, most likely. One is the news in the world, whether that's just world news or specific economic news or even specific news about the stock that you're trading. And the second component is a chart of the S&P 500 because that kind of gives you a visual of how the whole market is doing. So that's what we call market tone. Now, if you're doing an up play like buying a stock or buying a call option, you want the market tone to be positive, even happy. In fact, giddy is even better. So you want to match your play with how the market is feeling on any given day when you're going to get into that play. If you're doing a down play like buying puts, those make money when the market goes down, then you want the market to be negative and gloomy and boy, everything's just falling apart today. That's how it needs to feel when you do a play like that. Market tone is the most difficult part, I think, and that's because you have to trade through many cycles of bulls and bear markets while reading the news and figuring out what news actually matters and what's just junk news, and that takes quite a number of years, maybe 3 to 5 years, to get good at that. The good news is that if you go out to tradeway.com and you get involved with one of our great educational programs for new students, most of these services will include a thing called the Market Alert. Now, these market alert emails will help you know the market tone, and that's going to be really important for the first 3 to 5 years of your trading while you get good at it. And my family's been doing that for over 40 years. So we're pretty good at that. We're going to help you with that until you get good at it on your own. Also in these courses, you learn to recognize all the important patterns that stocks make, and you learn to chart those stocks. You learn how to draw support and resistance lines properly, and you learn certain indicators that are kind of like secondary indicators to help you kind of feel good about what you think the stock is about to do. Now, once you learn this, now you can chart the S&P, and like I said earlier, that's an important part of the market tone. You can actually see what the whole market's doing. You can almost feel the emotion of it by looking at that chart. So learning to chart's key, and that's included, of course, in just about all of our courses for new students. And so take advantage of that out at tradeway.com. I personally think Tradeway is the best source in the world for learning what the S&P is most likely to do next. We've been looking at that thing for so long in our family, and we know how to chart it well. We're going to teach you exactly how to do it, too. Now, the third point is make sure the fundamentals of the stock give it a reason to go up or down. The cool thing about Tradeway's educational programs is that most of them also include the founders list. And those are my personal list of stocks that are some of the best growth stocks in the world. Each list has around 100 stocks in there. And if you just choose from those lists or those baskets of stocks, then the fundamental analysis has been done for you, and they're going to be great stocks. So it's your job then just to find the ones that are making these patterns that you recognize and are at a perfect buy point. And that's exactly what we're talking about this time. Now, here are some of the most important patterns. First of all, uptrends. Right? That's just like a stock slanting up. When you chart it, it's slanting up. And then a downtrend, that's a bearish stock that's slanting down. And then we have rolling stocks that are moving sideways. You've heard me say this before. Your neighbor thinks stocks only go up or down. The truth is they go three directions, up, down, and sideways. It's important to recognize that because the way you deal with those patterns is different. Then you have a thing called a cup and handle and a similar one called the saucer and handle. And you have flags, and you have stairs, and you have flat bases, and you have W's and M's and heads and shoulders and the kiss goodbye. So those are the best patterns out there. You can read books, old books sometimes, that are 3 or 4 inches thick about patterns in the stock market. And the thing is, we've kind of done that for you because a lot of those patterns don't work anymore. The reason for that is because with the onset of the internet and so many people out there that can trade now with online brokerage accounts, it's changed the volume. The volume on Wall Street is huge for a lot of these stocks. And that's made it where some of the old patterns don't work anymore. So we teach you the ones that have always worked and work now. And that's what we're going to deal with today. So now we named a lot of those. We can't cover all those today, but we're going to get into some of these. All of those, by the way, have the perfect buy point for each individual pattern. It's different for each one. So you have to not only learn to recognize the pattern, but you got to learn where the buy point is for that pattern. They also have good sell points, a lot of them. And some of them, you don't have such good sell points. And that's why I said the sell point's harder. But today we're focusing on the buy point, how to know when to get into a stock. So just check out Tradeway.com for details on all these patterns and their perfect buy and sell points. Now let's talk about the most basic ones first. Then in our next episode, we're going to cover some of the others. So the first basic pattern that we like to teach all of our students is called the rolling stock pattern. And that's where it goes sideways. It's not trending up. It's not trending down. It's just rolling up and down in a sideways pattern. That really is basic to learn because once you learn that one, really all you have to do is pretend that you turn your head sideways and turn that rolling stock where it slants up or slants down, and now you know how to do the uptrend and the downtrend, right? Because they're very similar. So let's talk about the rolling stock first. Now, you have to visualize some of this. So picture a stock that's making a wave pattern. It's just going up and down between a set of highs up near where you would draw the resistance line and a set of low price points down where you would draw the support line. So you're going to have these two parallel horizontal lines, the support and resistance lines, and that stock is going to bounce up off the support line. When it gets to the resistance line, it tends to hit that and bounce back down, and it creates a rolling pattern or a wave-looking pattern in between those lines. So if you can picture that, here's what you have to do to find the perfect buy point for a rolling stock. Picture this thing coming down and hitting that support line, and just as it bounces up, that's your perfect buy point. You don't want to let the stock move halfway up the range, for example. That's too late. And one of the real killers of trading in the stock market is when you don't keep these rules. Because if you let that stock move halfway up the range and then you buy it, it's going to end up poorly for you over the period of a year if you do that all the time. And that becomes your habit. So you got to really catch them right when they bounce off that support line and buy the stock or the call option right there. And the reason for that is, you got these things called stop outs, right? Your stop out is going to be so much better, and you're going to have a much smaller expense if you buy the stock at the line when it bounces up off of it, and the perfect place for your stop out is right below that support line. That way, there's not much distance between the buy point and the stop out point, so that if it does stop out, you didn't lose as much money. Does that make sense? Can you visualize that? So you want to picture this. When the stock rolls down, hits the support line and bounces up, you immediately buy the stock right there and you place your stop out below that same support line. That is so good if you do it that way. Now it's got the whole range all the way up to the resistance line to make money, all right? So that's what you want to do. There's the perfect buy point for the rolling stock. Now, let's take the uptrending stock, and all you have to do is picture that rolling stock with your head turned sideways, so to speak. So it's like slanting up between support and resistance lines. The difference is now the support and resistance lines are not horizontal. They're slanting up because the stock itself, every time it makes a new bottom, it's higher than the previous one. And if you can picture that, you can connect the bottoms with your support line, only this time it slants up. Then you want to draw a parallel line that also slants up that hits the tops of that same stock. And once you draw those, it looks like a rolling stock, but it's slanted up. So the perfect buy point is the same. You let it roll down and hit the support line and bounce up, and you immediately buy that stock or you buy that call option. Now, I like this trend even better than the rolling stock because not only is it rolling up within the trend, but the trend is an uptrend. So it has more potential to make more money. And we look for those all the time, but they're everywhere. So the uptrends are everywhere in a bull market. Now, when you get in a bearish market, all of a sudden you're going to have downtrends. They're kind of like the same thing, only slanting down. So picture this. Let's say your stock is making lower highs because it's kind of getting tired and it's run out of gas and it's moving down. And maybe the whole market's in a bear market. So the highs are lower. Now, if you can picture that, each high that this stock makes is lower than the previous one. So if you draw your resistance line first in this case, it's going to connect with those tops and slant down. Then you're going to pop in a horizontal line to that, which also slants down that connects the bottoms of that stock. And now you've got a range that is slanting down or trending down. And that's called a downtrend. So where is the perfect place to buy a put? Well, you let that stock roll up and hit that support line and bounce down and immediately buy the put. You let the stock move on down the support line. That's where your sell point would be. So you can sort of picture that. And so those three work in a very similar fashion. So if we review a little bit on those three, the rolling stock pattern and the uptrend work kind of the same way. You want to draw your support line first because you're drawing it off the bottoms. And those bottoms on the rolling stock are kind of hitting the same price point all the time. So it moves sideways. But with that uptrend, the bottoms are getting higher. So it slants up. And you want to draw that bottom line first because that's where your stop out point is going to go, is right on the other side of that line. In other words, below the line is where your stop out would be. Your buy point is just above that support line, the bottom line, right? The downtrend is similar, except the difference is you draw the resistance line first, the top line. You draw it first, not the bottom line. And the reason you draw it first is because your stop out is going to be above that line in this case. And your buy point is just below that top line, the resistance line. So that gives you some clues on how to properly draw these. Now, I would suggest strongly that you go out to tradeway.com and take advantage of one of our beginner courses, because almost all of them are going to start with the rolling stock and show you exactly how to draw these lines and give you a whole lot of examples and exercises to do so that you get really good at this. And then the next step is you're going to paper trade those very patterns with no money, and you're going to see how good you are at that. And in the courses, we teach you the right way to paper trade as well. And then after that is another step. It's called the small money trading, where you put in whatever is a small amount to you that if you lost it, you wouldn't really hurt you, like $500. It's different for everybody. Maybe $1,200. A lot of people use $2,000. Millionaires might use $5,000, but we don't want anybody using more than that. And so you use what is a small amount to you, and you actually trade with it doing these patterns. And that will show you if you're keeping the rules. I guarantee you, because your brokerage account will not lie. It'll show you if you're making money or losing money. And you don't want to trade with large amounts of money until you can successfully trade with this smaller amount. I like to see people take that smaller amount and see if they can double or triple it within about 3 months. Counting their losses, by the way, and I'm talking about when you stop out because the stock didn't do what you thought it would. Counting those, you should be able to double or triple that small amount of money within 2 or 3 months. And don't try to trade with $20,000 or $50,000 until you've accomplished that, okay? Now, there's a couple more we can talk about today. Let's talk about the cup and handle. Now, that pattern sounds unusual. It actually looks like a teacup with a handle. And you say, well, are you making that up, David? No, I'm not. It's out there. And it really is one of the most powerful patterns when you're in a strong bull market. Now, that one doesn't work that great. if you're in sort of a weak market or a late stage bull market, like near the last year of a bull, they don't work as well. But when you're in the first, second, or third year of most bull markets and you find a cup and handle pattern, man, be happy. And there are a lot of them, by the way, during those stages of a bull market, the early years of a bull market. And what it looks like, it literally, you have normally an uptrending stock. And by the way, I don't use the cup and handle unless it occurs during an uptrend. So you have an uptrending pattern. We just pictured that last time where both lines are parallel, but they're slanting up, right? Stock's doing well. It's kind of hot. It's growing. It's moving up. And then all of a sudden, it gets tired and takes a rest. We call this a base. And there are a lot of shapes and kinds of bases, and one of them is a cup and handle. So it's where the stock sort of takes a rest. Usually that rest doesn't last more than 2 to 4 weeks, sometimes 6 weeks at the most, on average. And so a cup and handle usually takes 4 weeks, maybe six. And what that stock will do is it will hit a high. Normally it'll hit that resistance line, maybe even shoot up and go really steep for about a week, where it just, we call that an exhaustion move, where it goes steeper in slope than the trend itself had. So the trend has a certain slope. If you look at it, that last week of moves is steeper. That's an exhaustion move. And then all of a sudden it'll make this cup and handle pattern. And what that looks like is from that top point, that highest price point where it starts to move down, it will move down for a period of 4 to 6 weeks. It'll move down for maybe 2, 2.5 weeks, and then sort of make a little bottom and then curve and then move back up to the same point where the cup started. And it looks like a cup. You can picture it. It's kind of deep. It looks like a cup, a teacup. And then when it gets almost exactly even with the previous high where the cup started, as it moved down and it moves back up and hits that previous high, that same price, it'll tend to stop and move down again. And it makes a little thing that looks just like a handle on that cup. Now, there are reasons why the stock does this, by the way. All of these patterns are created by the top two or three people in the world that own the most shares of these stocks. Usually they're managing funds or large, huge amounts of billions of dollars, and they can move millions of shares of stock in a moment. And if two or three of them get together and do the same thing, it creates these patterns. So here's the reason the cup and handle works so well. Think about the psychology of the market. Okay, you got a lot of retail traders who are not professionals, and they were in that stock because it was trending up, right? Well, as soon as the cup started forming, it crashed. It's tanking. I mean, it's moving down and forming the bottom of that cup. And they're freaking out. They're going, oh my goodness, I've lost the money. And especially the ones that bought right near that high point. Now imagine if that's you. The thing's been trending up for 2 years and your neighbor said, hey, you need some of this stock because it's just moving up like crazy. And you broke a rule there, because that's something we teach, is don't ever buy stock because your neighbor tells you to buy it or because anyone tells you, really. You need to learn to pick your own stocks. But that's another topic. So you jumped in at that highest point and now it's tanking, right? So here's what your neighbor's feeling, because he has no skill sets. He doesn't know the right way to trade. He doesn't know the psychology of trading. And so what happens is he's saying to himself, Lord, if you'll just help this stock turn and go back up to where I bought it, I will sell it and break even and never trade again. See, that's how they think. And so truly, when it takes maybe about 4 weeks, maybe 6 weeks for that stock to tank and hit a bottom and turn and curve and head back up, and it looks like a cup now, and it gets up to the exact place where the cup started, at that point where it tanked, they jump out of it. They start selling because they promised the Lord they would get out and never trade again. So they're breaking even and they're selling, and that pressure of all that stock that's dumped back on the market, the laws of supply and demand come in, and the supply is getting bigger, but the demand hasn't changed that much, so the price has to go down. And so the market maker has to start lowering the price in order to sell that stock, and that creates the handle. Isn't that cool to know why these things work? Listen, when you know the why of it, it gives you a lot of faith to believe in it, and that's what it takes to be successful. So that's how the cup and handle works. Now, so let me tell you the perfect buy point, though, because that's the topic for today, right? So now it makes that little handle. And remember, this is maybe 6 weeks after it started forming this pattern. It makes the handle. Now, all of a sudden, professionals know the psychology. They start moving in with large amounts of purchases. I'm talking about millions of shares at a time. And this drives the stock up after that handle's been made, and it moves up just above the start of the handle, if you can picture that, which is usually about the same place that it tanked in the first place and created the cup. So right about that same area where that handle began, I would draw a horizontal line with your software right there at that point. And when it crosses up through that line, look down at your volume bars and see if the volume is higher than the day before and higher than average. That means the big boys are jumping in. That's your buy point. So it's just above where the handle started forming. Now remember, that handle moves down. So it has to, the stock has to move back up to where that handle started, which is kind of the right edge top of the cup. That's your buy point right above that. Now we've got one more we'll talk about today, and that is the saucer and handle. Now it looks kind of similar, except it takes a lot longer to form. It's going to be longer than 6 weeks from the time this thing starts. So picture the cup, only it's much shallower. So that's one of the keys to recognizing that it's a saucer is it's not deep at all like a cup is, and it takes much longer to form. So it may go out maybe 8 to 10 weeks before it comes back up and gets to the equal price point where that saucer began. And then it will make a little handle for the same reason that I described on the cup and handle. Same thing causes it. The same psychology causes it. And then when that stock moves back up to the top of where that handle began, just above that is your perfect buy point. And you want to look down and make sure that volume is higher on that particular day, because that means the big boys are jumping in and you want to jump in with them. All right, now those are some great patterns. And listen, if all you knew was those, you could really do some things. Now you need to go out to tradeway.com and learn exactly how to do it where you can see them, and you need to practice. We got a lot of practice ones to do where you can recognize them and see them on your own and learn to chart those. And then start that with paper trading and then go into your small money trading. And by the way, you should go through that with each different pattern. The rolling stock, do your paper trading and your small money trading. Uptrend, start over. Do your paper trading, do your small money trading. All the way down to the saucer and handle, same thing. Now, I'll tell you this. I don't find that many saucer and handles, and I don't like them as much as the cup and handles. They're the best. So the rolling stock, the uptrend, the downtrend, and the cup and handle is the best out of these we mentioned. But you'll learn to find them, and boy, it has the potential to change your family's financial future. So now listen, let me say this. We're recording this in October of 2022, and we're in a bear market. So it's really tanking. I mean, the Fed's helping because it's raising the interest rates, which would be another good topic to talk about sometime. But anyway, here's what's going to happen. This bear is going to be over. There's always the next new bull market. So now is the perfect time to go out to tradeway.com and get your education and get the practice trading done and be ready, because the first year of a new bull market is the best. You've heard me say it. That is the best trading. You don't have hardly any corrections. Sometimes you have no correction for a whole year. So that's really cool. So now's the time to get ready. All right. So I hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, please rate and review it so other people of like mind can find it and we can be a help to them as well. Hope you have a great day and get ready for our next episode, because I'm going to talk about the rest of these patterns.